The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Half past never o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. Hooray. Hooray for me.
That's what I always say. Hooray for me.
Yeah. Wait, for me or me as in me or me as in you?
That's what I do after sex. I go,
hooray for Mark.
Bravo. Bravo. Wonderful job.
Bravo me.
Well, I'll be seeing you later. Cab fare is on the dresser.
Please leave.
Underneath all that garbage I have there, the old McDonald's bags and such.
That's where I keep my cash.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Pop Clips, our brand new thing.
Is that what we're doing?
That we sometimes do. So far, we've done it every week.
So far, we've done it one time.
Well, every week since that time, we've done it.
Yeah.
Counting today.
So that's every time. Okay.
Where we come up with some clips from the World Wide Web, and we play them and we talk
about them. Also, listener submissions. So if you have any of those, send them our way.
We have one. We have a couple listener submissions. I don't know how many we'll use today. Maybe one. And, some fun. So now, I remember back when I was doing SEO, with search engine optimization, as a job, one of my clients was a Reiki master. And I'm like, what the fuck is Reiki?
What's he, a fucking karate guy?
It's like massage. So yeah. I'm like, alright. Then I started figuring out what it was, and I was like, what the, that's bullshit.
A Reiki master sounds like he can kick my ass.
But this guy, Robert Bourne, of the Bourne Identity fame, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
He is to explain what Reiki...
He is an ass kicker.
He's a Reiki master teacher. I think that's how you pronounce it. Master teacher. He's going to tell us all about scanning the aura with Reiki healing.
Okay, what that is exactly.
Welcome. I'd like to tell you a little bit about aura scanning. Many people have asked me, what is this? It seems like a great big mystery. But actually, it is not any mystery at all. All
right.
What we're going to do
is... Great Big Mystery is, in other words, known as bullshit.
Yes. Some people said it sounds like a scam to me, and I tell them, no, because people actually give me money.
...and scan down the body of the client, feeling for any differences in their body.
He's got some lady on his table.
Okay, so I'm going to break it down what this is. You lay down on a massage table, and then the masseuse puts his hands over you, and pantomimes massaging you.
Like 3 or 4 inches above you.
Yeah, so you're never touched.
All right, let's listen to this.
Yeah, okay.
You start off from the head and ask Natalie please to close your eyes and switch your Reiki on and literally just...
You switch it on. Did you think he makes a little click?
You're sensing, letting your hands do the feeling.
Without touching, though.
You feel like slight tingling now in this area. So maybe that means Natalie would like some energy in that area.
In the breast area? That's where she goes. That's where she wants it. I can feel it.
Yeah, yeah. Ma'am, I think I need energy in my cock area. Can you focus, like, really hard on that part? Because I can feel it.
He's moving to the crotch region now.
A sensation now. So you can go back to that area later and give it more Reiki.
How is
he's talking about the area of her vagina.
How is there so much bullshit out there? I mean, I've heard...
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
He said he definitely can feel it now, right? Was he when he was over her crotch?
Yeah, that's fine.
And then he said, I'll go back later.
I just know where the
Reiki is. It's just, they say a sucker is born every minute, but it's fucking ridiculous. There's so many scams out there, and people just fucking fall for them. You know there are people out there who are so serious about this shit.
It's as simple as that.
Going somewhere and probably handing some dude like a couple $100 to not touch them.
It's as simple as that, Mark.
I'm not being touched now. Who do I owe?
Meanwhile, we didn't hear a goddamn thing he said because you were blabbing the whole thing.
Oh, you're really missing out.
Well, I want to hear what he said.
Well, you go back on your own time.
Jeez. Moving on.
Nothing but bullshit.
Moving on. Last week, I told you assholes how I hated that Pink song. Well, I got it now.
He went through hell and back to get that shit.
We won't play the whole song, just a couple minutes. That You and Your Hand song. It annoys me how...
Yeah, it's my national anthem.
How a lot of songs now are about how we're going to tell guys how, you know, we're turning them down. And as a guy who's been rejected over 6 billion times in his life,
every person on the planet has rejected
him. And I know guys are assholes to girls for the most part. And, you know,
I really, for the most part. Well, yeah.
Well, you're part of the problem, Mark.
And girls are bitches to guys. Everyone's part of the problem. All right, there are no innocents.
So we should all just call a truce. Anyways, here's that song.
It's a good beat. I mean, that is a pretty hot opening. I'll give her that. Check it out. Going out on the late night. Looking tight, feeling nice. It's a cockfight. I didn't think she was still hot. Apparently she is.
You based that on absolutely nothing.
No, yeah, you know, I just make shit up. I just thought she got fat.
Six shots, she's drunk as hell.
Yeah, I know. It's the first thing she does.
Bullshit.
I don't know who's messing with her. When you're a really hot chick and you go out, did someone just fuck with you when he's gonna get out?
I know the guy.
What are you
like,
doing?
Hello, what's your name? Get away from me. If you like me, forget it.
No.
See, she's talking about the guy offered to get her a drink and she's like, fuck off, dude.
Yeah, but apparently she's an alcoholic. Because she walked right past the guy at the door. Because, you know, she's a regular.
She knows them.
Yeah, she's a regular. She goes there every night. The first thing she does is downs 6 shots. So,
and then stands around and turns guys. Probably like all scantily dressed. Listen, and turning guys down. That's
she's
a game.
She's a 110-pound chick who downs 6 shots in like 30 seconds, okay? She has a problem. Like, a serious problem. Because all she wants to do is drink.
You're at a club, you could drink at home, so if you're not out to meet people, what the fuck are you doing? That's what I always say to these
people. Well, in this case, she's a hardcore alcoholic, but, you know, she wants to go out and get her ego stroked. So she's going to doll herself up, go out, get fucking blasted. Meanwhile, she gets the pleasure of telling guys to go fuck off.
Yeah, that song pisses me off.
Yeah.
In other music news, the number one song in the country is held by Miley Cyrus.
Really?
Yep.
Good for her.
I think. Wrecking Ball, it's called. So let's give that a little bit of a listen, see what we think.
Best song I ever heard. We clawed, we chained our hearts
in vain. We jumped, never asking why. Is she saying words? We kissed,
I fell. What, you can't hear? We got it on
the I don't like her cadence. We, yeah, we, well. Denied.
Don't you is it going to kick in at some point? I'm waiting for the, you know, like, this is like the opening kind of lull. Then she's going to go,
I don't think this is that upbeat of a number. I think it's a bit of a, it's not a ballad, but I think it's like an in-between type ballad thing.
I'm still waiting for it. Oh, here we go.
She came in like a wrecking ball.
Hey, can you do me a favor and just not repeat things that you hear?
Some Thanks. People don't understand lyrics like you.
Okay. So, I don't know. It's like the most popular songs to me seem to have like the most simplistic lyrics, you know?
I have a theory that
the simpler a song it is, you know, like you put a beat and you have easy words, it's going to be a hit.
I have a theory that when people listen to Top 40 radio and like all this stuff, they just like it because it's on. Whatever they put on, they're going to like.
No, you know what? I think
they think they like this song, but
wait,
hear me out.
Okay, you go ahead, say it.
If they went and like had a lineup of songs, they like listen to these 20 songs, but only one of them was on the top 40. How many times would they pick that top 40 song? You know,
they'd always pick the top 40 song if that's what they heard.
If they didn't know, I'm saying that they didn't hear it.
Oh, okay.
They're not choosing that song on their own.
No, probably not. Okay, my take is people like these kind of uplifting songs.
Oh yeah, like I was all, in love, Wrecking Ball, you know,
it's all
love.
It's all these because these people who listen to this shit are doing nothing with their lives. They're pretty much worthless. They're barely human. They're nothing. So all these songs play into you're doing something great. You're going out and drink tonight. You're living your life. No one's gonna tell you what to do. All the things that you want. And so when they listen to this, they can pretend that they're doing these things, that they're not worthless. Don't you ever say I just walked away. Oh, and of course, you know, a love song is always good. Because White Trash, constantly with the relationship drama. They're known for that.
I think I like You in Your Hand better. This song was submitted by a listener, Josh, and I think it should be the number one hit, not the Miley Cyrus song. It's called Respect and Obey Authority by I don't know who.
Or care.
We'll see, I guess. By Extreme Power. Bunch of little kids. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect authority, O-B-E-Y. Obey authority, come on, come on. Respect authority, come on.
So this is a cult, right?
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Oh my, they're, I mean, someone should really call Child Protective Services. And everything will be okay. Come on, come on. Respect. You know their parents are fucking nuts.
Yeah, because who wants to respect authority? I disrespect authority.
No, it's not even that. It's like, I teach my kids to obey, and whatever anyone tells, I don't, it's the whole message. Listen, respecting authority is fine, but this is the way they're going about it, the way they're presenting it, you can tell there's nutcases involved. Using the word obey? No one should use the word obey anymore unless it's referring to a dog. Obeying and humans, that doesn't fucking, doesn't mix. Who do you obey? Should you obey everyone?
You're so angry during this
podcast. I am. This is bullshit. Because I'm sick of fucking crazy people. They're everywhere. And there's no getting rid of them. And you can't tell them they're crazy because everyone's a dumb fuck.
I say this is a number one. I say this is a number one hit song.
Well, it is. You can't tell people. It's like, listen, the person's obviously crazy. And like, no, they seem fine. Well, it's because you're fucking stupid. You don't know. You don't know any better. Listen to me. I'm a human. Well, a religious nut. Well, who could have seen that coming? Your religious nut parents wrote this song out for you. And there you go. Listen to their teachings. I have some teachings too.
Yeah, well, I don't know why we're gonna have to lighten the mood. Another submission. This is about this is from Japan.
Well, they're always happy.
Also submitted from Josh, who he knows we love Japanese stuff. This is a cartoon that stars a USB drive thing.
Quite descriptive. You're really painting a picture. Spooky. Like Tales from the Crypt.
There's a scientist and he's building something.
Do you think everyone in Japan speaks English?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
They teach English in, like, class.
Yeah, but they teach Spanish in classes here, too, and we don't know shit.
So basically, it's a USB / cigarette lighter, and he's dancing around the streets of Japan.
That's a weird invention. I guess smoking's really big. You know what? I don't think the Surgeon General, lives in Japan, huh?
Guess not.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, if you're at the office and you have to work late and you want to smoke?
Yeah, I mean, around here, we're kind of down on smoking. Apparently in Japan, they don't give a fuck. They just invented something to plug into your computer, so while you're at the, typing away, you can start smoking.
Listen, when I'm at work on my computer, I don't want to have to get up to get a lighter, so...
You know, don't you always think of Japanese or just Asian people as being healthier? Because you always, in movies and shit, you always see, like, a really old Asian person. So you just think, it must be pretty healthy, long-lived. But they're probably have shitty health. They're smoking at computers all day. They smoke so much at their computers, they had to invent a product for it. There's a market for this.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Apparently they're not that healthy. And they have weird food, too. I heard something about, like, Pepsi Cheetos or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, the person...
They eat, like, shit. They're smoking all the time.
The person who invented this is probably like, shit. If I would have invented this 50 years ago, obviously USB wouldn't be necessary, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell him, they invented the lighter. So,
yeah,
we're good with
this
that.
Would have been, if smoking was still acceptable and healthy, this would be a big invention, because people love fucking novelty lighters.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at all the different colors. I mean, it's a real product, apparently.
I can't look at it. I can't. This is
awesome. All right, well, that does it for this episode of Pop Clips. If you have any to submit to us, go to hotshotwizkids@gmail.com.
You can do that.
And I guess we'll see you tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Go to the Facebook, go to the Twitter. There you go.
Hotshotwizkids.com.